From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. In the wake of Tuesday's election, Humboldt County elections officials say more than 24,000 ballots have yet to be counted. It's a higher number than usual, and in some cases, it could leave the door open for a few candidates who did not Tuesday to capture their races. So far, more than 32,000 ballots have been counted, meaning 45% of the ballots cast aren't yet a part of the election tally. Elections officials say absentee ballots, provisional ballots, and last-minute registration all contribute to the uncounted numbers. The district attorney's office seeking the public's help with the apprehension of 45-year-old Owen DeLong. He has outstanding warrants for possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, maintaining a residence for the purposes of drug sales, and possession of a controlled substance for drug sales. If you have any information about his whereabouts, contact law enforcement. The city of Arcata announcing that Brian Ahern has been appointed Arcata Police Department's new chief of police. The incoming chief of police, responsible for ensuring that the department supports the community's core values, continues the high level of policing services, and builds vital community partnerships. Ahern has over 30 years of public safety and progressive law enforcement experience, beginning his lifelong career in law enforcement as an officer recruit with the San Diego PD in 1986. For more than three decades, Ahern moved up the ranks at SDPD, most recently serving as captain from 2011 to 2018. Well, In-N-Out is looking for an inn to Eureka, but City Council has some reservations. In question, a $450,000 payment from the general fund to pay for a traffic signal outside the development. Along with the popular burger joint, plans call for a building next to it which would house four businesses. The developer says it cannot afford to pay for the signal, and if forced to do so, it would have to abandon the project. Some on City Council have concerns about turning over such a big chunk of change for the project. Well, six local registered dental hygienists will soon be able to provide additional dental services to young children who have DentiCal, dental insurance under the Medi-Cal program. This will improve access to oral health care for income-eligible kids and is part of the nearly $4 million local dental pilot project. Scholarships funded through the grant will give six hygienists already working in Humboldt County the opportunity to complete a four-month training program to expand their services as registered dental hygienists in alternative practices. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.